Welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. I am continuing my very interesting, I hope you agree, very interesting series and having relevant, popular, interesting guests on the program. And you know, we are getting into political season, and you may find that real money is a little political in the month of July, but that's okay. Politics and money, you can't separate the two. So we're going to be talking a little bit about politics, and we'll be extending equal time to different candidates for different races. But I think it's very interesting and a very important subject. So I'm going to kick it off with Linda Costello, who is in the studio with me. Linda, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, David?
Very good. You see the big grin on my face?
Yes.
I love doing this. It's so much fun. Linda is a candidate for the Volusia County School Board.
That's correct.
That's you.
That is me.
All right. So a couple of disclaimers right up front. I was invited to an event she was having, and I went there and of course, know her husband, Fred Costello, who is also running for office. He is running for U.S. Congress.
That's correct.
Boy, I admire people that run for office. You work hard at this. But so I listened to Linda speak. I said, Linda, you need to come and talk on the program. So I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad I'm here. I appreciate the opportunity.
And the other full disclaimer, I am a big believer in public education. Okay. My mom taught and was with the school system for Volusia and Flagler for 30 years. My dad, 31 years. And my grandmother, any of you out there listening that went to school in Flagler County, Hazel Holland, taught 37 years. And my grandfather, you'll like this, Linda, my grandfather was superintendent of schools for Flagler County.
Wow.
So a little bit of education.
Quite a history.
And I married a teacher. But I really am interested in this Volusia County race. And I know that our listeners are like, okay, well, what's going on? What's it all about? And so the big question, of course, to start with is why? Why are you running, Linda?
I'm running because I think that every student deserves the best education. I am fully for every choice that helps children, and I would like to see public education be the best choice. If people read the paper, they're aware that FCAT scores have gone down, our ranking with other states in the country have gone down, and I didn't know this. You'll be told that we were ranked number 5 and that we've gone down to 11th. But what I didn't understand is that score, the actual achievement score, is averaged with progress over time and a poverty index.
Oh, really? So it's not a
raw
score.
So the real score is we're 24th in the nation, not 11th. Who would have known that?
Well, how do we get better?
That's a really good question. I think what we need to do is model people that are succeeding. St. John's County is number 1 in our state. They are looking at a model in Mooresville, North Carolina. Mooresville has gone to digital learning, and it's not about the computer. It's what the tool can do for you. Mooresville, in the last 5 years, has turned their graduation rate around from 77% to 91%. This last year, 95% of their third graders were at or above reading level.
Okay, so that's a good benchmark. So we need to model something like that, right?
We need, well, I'm running against a 20-year incumbent who's had 20 years to come up with a very successful plan. We've got a superintendent that's been there for 10 years, and I just think it's time to stop experimenting with our children.
Well, I love what's on your website, because I went and I had to do a little, you know, I want to do my research on you, okay? And it says, let's turn every classroom into a laboratory for learning, not a center for testing.
Yes.
I like that. I mean, it's really, is it really about the test scores, or is it about the education and what you take away and can take to the job market or can take to back into society?
It's what you take away. And, you know, the FCAT started out, it's an inanimate object. It was nothing more than an assessment tool to hold teachers accountable. And that's all it was.
But now
it's
what?
Turned it's
taken
a
over.
Living, breathing.
It's sucking all the oxygen out of the room.
Yes, all of the oxygen out of the room. They've used it to standardize everything from lesson plans, lessons, teachers, and students. And I don't know about you, but I didn't have a one-size-fits-all child.
I have three of them, and they are not. They are all very different creatures. We have Linda Costello in the studio with, ladies and gentlemen, and the website is getonboardwithlinda.com.
That's correct.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. 30 seconds. We'll be right back.
Many people invest without ever knowing what they pay in investment fees. When was the last time you dropped your car off for service and told them to fix whatever they want without getting an estimate first? I'll bet never. Why treat your portfolio any different? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Okay, so we're back, and I was talking with Linda on the break, and like, Linda, you tell people why you, and I want you to really be honest with them, and you tell them, because we need to be passionate about education. I know from personal experience with what I shared with at the top of the show, education was a tad emphasized when I was growing up. And so I had homework, and then I had homework. Okay, all the other kids are running around playing before school started. I'm at my grandmother's house learning Roman numerals. Okay, so anyway, you tell them. You tell them about you.
Okay, my husband and I are raising a 12-year-old granddaughter. And it's hard to talk about raising children without me saying that there's nothing like raising children to keep you grounded and keenly aware that self-importance is a fantasy. Our granddaughter was in a near-fatal car accident when she was 6 in North Carolina. She suffered an injury that one normally doesn't survive from.
It's a remarkable story.
It's a remarkable story. All she could do literally was blink her eye. She had a halo. I quit my job, and I basically went and lived in the hospital room with her. She couldn't talk. She couldn't do anything. She could blink her eyes. She had to learn how to do everything over. After months of hospital, months of inpatient rehab, outpatient rehab, it's hard to make this story short.
Yeah, it's a heck of a story.
She, for second grade, she was not really going to be in school because she had rehab. So I homeschooled her. Her reading, her verbal skills were intact. Her math was basically wiped out.
Wow.
So we had to go back to kindergarten for math. I just didn't want to get down the road and find out that we had missed something. So we went back to kindergarten. She worked so hard in every area of her life. I remember taking her to the park and carrying her to a swing, and she didn't know how to pump.
Mm.
She did not know how to do anything. And at that moment, I realized she didn't know how to swim, and I wasn't sure how I was going to tell her that. At the end of second grade, we got custody of her, put her in public school. And at the end of third grade, she had made little to no learning gains. And I only know that because I had homeschooled her. We had, because of our circumstances, made an unbelievable investment. And I just couldn't risk it. So I have homeschooled her since then. That's the best choice for our family and this child. Not everybody has that choice.
But what I heard you say, Linda, is that you saw a lack of progress when she went into the public school system.
That is correct.
And I think that was a spark.
That was the spark. Absolutely. And my concern is that I can homeschool. There are many parents.
Most cannot.
Most cannot. And I want every child to have the best choice. And I would like to see public school be that best choice.
And I think in your process, I heard you say at the event I attended, you said that, you know, once you started getting involved, you would go to the school board meetings.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about that experience for you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, we all have a right to our opinion.
Yeah.
I heard one of the school board members inform those in the audience that it was the role of the school board to make sure that no one lost their job, because he had lost his job one time and he knew how that felt. And so it was the school board's responsibility to make sure people didn't lose their job. And actually, I didn't know what the school board did, but I wasn't thinking that was it. And it just seemed that the focus was not on our kids, our children. We exist for our children, to provide them the best education that we possibly can. I don't think we have failing children. I think we have failing adults.
Well, and that's really the key, is to keep the focus on the kids?
Absolutely. There is no other focus.
And that's where we start, and that's where we end.
That
needs to be the focus. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we have Linda Costello, if you're just joining us. Linda Costello, she's running for Volusia County School Board, and she's sharing with us her story and why she believes that she's the candidate. And so tell us about the voting and where we are in the process. We mentioned that one of the other candidates was dropping out, and the election. When do we have our election
for
this?
The primary is August 14th.
Okay.
Absentee ballots went out yesterday.
Excellent.
And there is early voting the week before.
Okay, but still get to vote just one time, though, right?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure everybody knows that. All right, I'm being funny. Let's take a quick break, Linda. We'll come back and talk a bit more about, you know, what you've seen and what's got you motivated to be in this election and to be a candidate for Volusia County School Board. All right.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
We're back, and it is hot in the summer. It's July, and it's political season, just to make it even hotter. But we're going to be having people on and talk about important issues. And of course, as I said before, why politics on a financial show? Well, we're talking today with Linda Costello, who is running for Volusia County School Board. And so the school board has to be funded. That takes money. So I'll ask you a nice big softball question, Linda, okay? Mm-hmm. Is more money the solution?
More money is not the solution. First of all, we don't have more. Here's my deal with the budget. Every year, the school board develops a budget to support a plan that doesn't work. I don't know how to be part of that conversation. We need to find a plan that works and then develop a budget that will support that plan.
I love the modeling, you know, because that's what we do in business. And I think that's where I think any form of government needs to always look back to the business community. You know, when I set up my office, I'll give you a tour before you leave the studio today. But when I set up my office here on Granada, we gutted it. We rebuilt the floor. We designed it exactly the way we wanted it. And so I borrowed things from different businesses I've seen that I like. I've got four conference rooms. They're set up just like a doctor's practice. So we can see, quote unquote, patients in different rooms at different times. So you see modeling out there, and then you bring it in, and it's all about best practices.
Yes.
And so that's what we need in government and in education, obviously being overseen by the government.
I talked to someone this morning who has been in public education for 20 years in many different positions, including principal, and he was telling me about Florida Virtual School. We did do, my granddaughter and I did two virtual classes last year. They were fabulous, wonderful. One advantage of virtual school is all the standards are covered. You know, things happen in the classroom. You don't know what gets covered and what doesn't. But if
That's
you're taking a virtual class, all the standards will be covered. But he was explaining to me that you can get a virtual school franchise. Volusia County chose to develop their own curriculum instead of going with what was already proven and successful. In his opinion of what they've developed is it's mediocre. And when you look at the results, it sort of says to me that maybe he's correct.
So, you know, when you look at what, you know, one of the things I always do, and I think you'll like this approach, Linda, because you're saying the same thing. You know, every now and then I'll step back and look at what I'm doing and go, okay, well, what would I do if I took away, I write down all the things I'm doing, whatever it is I'm trying to figure out, and I take that piece of paper and I move it to the side. Then I look at the blank sheet of paper and say, okay, well, what would I do if I was starting over?
Yes, now, that's the question.
We're not looking to dismantle the school system, but I think your perspective is you really want to question and reevaluate, and I love this modeling idea.
Yes, I think it's really good, and another issue for me, it's just the role of technology. I saw a video of a baby under one, interacting with an iPad. Then they gave the baby a magazine, and she was trying to interact with the magazine. The point being that we have got to enter their world. They're not going to enter our world. We have got to position ourselves for the 21st century.
Yeah, you know, we have a moving target. And so when you try to hit a moving target, you aim where it is?
You aim way past
where. You aim where it's going to be.
Yes.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of perspective here that relates to the school board. Linda Costello is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about Volusia County School Board and her running for Volusia County School Board, the board, and voting is August
14th.
And website is getonboardwithlinda.com. Okay, very good. We're going to take a quick break, and we come back, we'll talk about some more interesting stuff with Linda. Stay right there.
Creating a world with less cancer takes a team effort. It takes survivors and caregivers and regular folks like you and me who all unite at Relay for Life. This year, nearly 4 million people nationwide will come together to celebrate, remember, and fight back. We're the American Cancer Society, the official sponsor of birthdays. Visit us at relayforlife.org.
And we're back, and we are talking with Linda Costello. She is running for Volusia County School Board. And I asked you at the top of the program, I'm going to ask you again, why you, Linda?
That's an interesting question. A friend asked me that question about a week ago, and I had to really think about it. So I was thinking about education, experience, all those things in life. And then I thought about the other candidates, and we're all qualified.
Fair enough.
So then it comes down to really, why me? I told you the story about my granddaughter, and what I can say about that is that I would not back down from the impossible, nor would I take no for an answer. That was my response because that's just how I am, and that's what's going to set me apart from other people on the school board.
Excellent. I'll take that. That's good. I think that people need to hear when we talk to people that run for office, we need to hear what motivates them and why they want to do it. You know, because as you said, and I'm glad to hear you say that, and I hope that any other candidates that come on will say the same thing. And looking at those that are willing to, I'm not going to say volunteer because it's a paid position, but not paid enough for the amount of work that's involved and the amount of time it takes to get there. But for people who are willing to serve in public office, I have a lot of respect for that. And so, you know, I think that people need to understand why somebody's motivated to do that. And so you've got a personal story that lends to that and talks about why you want to do it. And I know you have a passion for this because you've talked about how you've gone to the school board meetings and how you've watched it, and you're not getting what they're trying to do, I guess, is part of it.
Well, I see results that are less than acceptable. Another thing, talking about motivation, I have a master's degree in social work. And what drew me to social work is the emphasis on the potential and worth of people. And I think that the role and goal of public education is to help every student identify, develop, and fulfill their potential. And I don't see that we're getting the job done.
Well, and so you look at modeling. That's an interesting concept. You look at the modeling, which we talked about earlier in the program, and you look at what these other schools are doing, how they are achieving, and then you take that back and look at how it can work here.
I mean,
that's the basic idea.
Yes. Find something that somebody else is using successfully and duplicate it.
Okay. You know what? The teachers I know, either that have come in for financial counseling and for the or people that are in my own personal life, the consistent message I hear from them is they have an incredible amount of responsibility, but they don't have the control or authority.
And that leads me, I would like to say to every teacher out there, I need your help to get government out of the classroom.
They consistently say, we feel like we have a mountain of regulation and all these things that are being put on us. And I got to be honest, I have a lot of people that have come to me and they're signing up for drop, or they're saying, I'm ready to retire because I can't take it anymore. Mm-hmm. And because they have all this, but then they don't have the authority. And there's no more stressful situation, or there are plenty of stressful situations, but they're a pretty bad one, is when you have responsibility for something, but you don't have the authority
exactly
to make do what needs to get done.
Right. They've got to get their autonomy back. Like when I'm homeschooling Skylar, I have a curriculum. It doesn't tell me how. It just tells me what. We're paying professionals that know how to do their job. We just need to tell them what. Get government out of the way.
Well, I think much of America feels that way. Let's get government out of the way, not just on a local level, but sometimes I think county, state, federal, world government, whatever. We have Linda Costello in the studio with us today, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back. Stay tuned.
Are you gambling with too much money invested in the stock market? How can you tell? It's simple. The rule of 100. Take your age and subtract it from 100. The result is how much you might want to keep in the market. The rest should be off the table, invested in something safe. Every rule has an exception, but the rule of 100 is a good starting point to determine if your portfolio is out of balance. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
All right, we're back with Lynna Costello. She's running for Volusia County School Board, and we were talking on the break. She gave me probably a pretty interesting thing. Say it again, Lynna. I like that, about the teacher.
Well, first of all, we know that all learning happens in the classroom, and the answer to all of the problems is the teacher. The teacher is the answer. We need to empower them.
And they have an incredible amount of impact. You know, I wrote a book, Lynna. You know about that, right? And in the acknowledgement section, I've got different people I thanked. Look down here at the bottom. Look who it is right there, the English teachers. And my acknowledgement says, four special women guided, molded, and taught me because they could and would. Marion Monahan, 12th grade. Heidi Graham, 10th, 11th grade. Wilma Graham, 8th and 9th grade. And my grandmother, Hazel Holland, every morning before elementary school. So teachers
are life changers.
They're life changers. They have a big hand in where we go in life.
Yes, they do. So. They are my heroes. Well, let's hear it for the teachers.
Well, and I think that any solution that is brought about and any type of rework or improvement is, of course, going to be putting this teacher front and center and giving them that, getting the government out and giving them back their autonomy and their authority.
Yes.
Very good. Very good, Lynna. Well, August
14th.
I keep wanting to say 17th. August 14th is the opportunity to vote, and Lynna is running for Volusia County School Board. And we are so pleased you came on the program.
Thank you, David.
All right.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland. And keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.